Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. We're now beginning a new Seder Nashim, beginning with Masechtas Yevamos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And a word of caution, this may be some of the most complicated Mishnayos we're going to learn together. There is a lot here. Generally, this should be taught visually with charts, but we're going to try to do our best, and if it's not as clear as I want it to be, I apologize. These are rather complicated. Masechtas Yevamos deals with the following case. You have a brother who's married, and he dies without children, so his wife is now obligated to marry the brother, or maybe the brother of this of the deceased is obligated to marry the wife, and if he does not want to marry her, what's called Yibum, then he does Chalitza, which involves taking a shoe off, spitting in a shoe, and that ceremony we will get to later in the Masechta. This is all good and well, except, what happens if the wife of the brother is what in Erva is prohibited to marry the brother? That is to say as follows. A brother cannot marry his wife. A brother is not allowed to marry his brother's wife. But we waive that. The Torah waives that prohibition in the case of Yibum. However, the only Erva we do waive, the only case of an Erva that one of these forbidden unions that are waived are a brother marrying his brother's wife. What if the case is, and again, there's a lot here to hold cup here to follow. What if the brother's wife is his daughter? Which is possible, right? A man's allowed to marry his niece. So let's say a man marries his niece, and then the man passes away. So now it's on the brother to marry the brother's deceased wife. But in this case, the brother's deceased wife is his daughter. So then that's not allowed. We don't allow that. And in that case, not only do we not need to do Yibum, there's no Chalitza, nothing happens, there's no Zika, there's no connection. Our mission is now going to list 15 cases where there is seemingly an Erva, the sister's an Erva to the brother, and because of that, they can't get married. And they're going to be rather complicated, even convoluted cases, but it's important to follow through. And one other important halacha is as follows. Let's say a man has more than one wife. A man has two wives, and one of them is an Erva to the brother, one's not. Such as a man marries his niece and marries some other woman. And then the man passes away tragically. So now the brother has to marry one of these wives. The problem is since one of them is an Erva, both of them are now quote-unquote disqualified, as in we now waive the whole mitzvah of Yibum and he doesn't marry either of them. When a co-wife is an Erva, so that knocks out both of them. So we're going to get to all that in this Mishnah. It's a rather long Mishnah. Let us begin. Chamisha Eser Nashim. There are 15 different women who are considered an erva to the living brother, and by dint of them being an erva, their trora, which is their co-wife, is also considered a erva. Thus, or is also not prohibited or exempt from yibum and chalitza. 15 different cases. Not only that, but tzoras tzoraseim min chalitza umin hayibum. Not only that, the co-wives and their co-wives are also prohibited. And also don't have to do Yibums. What does it mean, a co-wife and a co-wife? So this is actually to come up in the next Mishnah. We're going to try to explain it now. And if you have the art scroll Mishnah elucidated, so this could help with look at the chart. The case here is as follows. Let's say we have three brothers. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. We're going to constantly use them because we know the story with the three brothers. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon's married to Rachel. Okay. Excuse me. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon has a daughter named Rachel, and Rachel marries her uncle named Reuven. So again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are three brothers. Shimon's daughter, Rachel, marries Reuven. Reuven also marries another random woman named Leah. So now we have this beautiful family going on here. We have Shimon has a daughter. We don't know who his wife is. He's single for all we care. He has a daughter, Rachel, married to her uncle, Reuven. And then we save money here on the getting lots of gifts to the Mechatanim. Okay, fine. Reuven's also married to Leah. So Rachel and Leah are co-wives. Now, in the event that Reuven were to die, well, Shimon doesn't marry Rachel, because that's his daughter, and by dint of Rachel being prohibited to him, so is Leah. Now, let's make this more complicated. We forgot to mention, or now I'll mention now, we have, again, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi also is married to a wonderful woman. Her name is Miriam. Okay, now here's what happened. Reuven up and dies. Shimon is not allowed to marry Rachel, because that's his daughter, nor can he marry Leah, because Leah is a co-wife of Rachel. But you know who could marry either Leah or Rachel? That's right, Levi, because Levi's not related to Rachel, his niece, and that's allowed, and certainly he's going to have to marry Leah. So what you have here now is that suddenly, Levi is married to three women. He's married to Rachel, he's married to Leah, and he's married to Miriam. Right, Miriam was his original wonderful wife, and now, well, he can choose. He can choose not to marry either Leah or Rachel. Great. Don't marry, fine. He doesn't marry both of them. He chooses one of them. Now what happens is, sad situation, Levi up and dies. Well, what happened now is Shimon, so Levi dies. Shimon's the last remaining brother, which means Shimon has to marry one of Levi's wives. But here's the problem. Because, again, Miriam he has no relationship to. But because Miriam was a co-wife of Leah, and Leah was at one point a co-wife of Rachel, and Rachel was his daughter, therefore he doesn't do Yibam to any of them. So again, so just to say it really quickly, the case of a co-wife is when one of the women is prohibited to the brother, so both wives are. A co-wife of a co-wife is a case where the one of the women is prohibited to the brother, so the co-wife is as well, and then that co-wife marries someone else, and then both those wives, again, in this case, Levi's now wife Miriam and Leah are now fall to Shimon to marry either of them, but since he can't marry Leah because Leah at one point was married to Rachel, who's his daughter, he can't marry Miriam either, even though Miriam and Rachel were never in this union going on situation over here. Okay, that was a lot, and we're very far into this, and it's going to be a long Mishnah Yomi today. I apologize. And that's how all this goes on and on. Ve'elohen, here are the 15 women. Bito, if it's his daughter. Ubas Bito, his granddaughter. Ubas Bino, or his son's daughter. Again, all these cases, if Shimon marries his niece or great niece, either great niece from his daughter or from his niece's or his nephew. So in the case that he dies, so then his Levi can't marry his daughter or granddaughter. All right, good. Or granddaughter rather from the daughter or the son. Next, Bas Ishto, his wife's daughter. Ubas Bino, Ubas Bito, or grandchildren from his wife's side, whether it's his wife's daughter, his wife's granddaughter, or from the mother or the wife's son's daughter. In this case, again, you know, let's say Levi and Shimon. Shimon marries this woman who happens to be his brother's wife. He marries her niece or great niece. So that in that case, they're also prohibited. Okay, fine. Next. Chamaso, if it's his wife's mother, well, that you'd say that should be obvious. Savari, you should never marry your mother-in-law. Who thinks otherwise? It's not even a case in halacha. Okay, fine, that was a joke. Chamaso, ve'eim chamaso, or his mother-in-law's mother, ve'eim chamav, or his mother-in-law from his father's mother. In all these cases, again, the dead brother married this person's mother-in-law, or the brother married Shimon married Reuven. Brother, mother-in-law. Okay, perfectly permitted. They're not related. They don't have anything to do with each other. And then Shimon dies. So, okay, fine. Next. Achos me'imo, his half-sister from his mother's side. V'achos imo, and his mother's sister. Let's illustrate this point. Again, it's a little complicated. You have a man who has a son named Reuven. Okay, that's good. Let's call him just because we know. Yaakov has Reuven. Great. Reuven was from his first marriage. He then goes ahead and he marries a woman with a daughter. We'll call her Rivka. Yaakov has Reuven from one marriage. And then his second marriage, he marries a woman by the name of Leah, who has a daughter, Dina. Okay. So now Yaakov had a son. Let's begin. Yaakov has a son named Reuven. Great. And from first marriage, and he marries for second marriage. He marries Leah, who has a daughter, Dina. So now Dina and Dina and Reuven. Excuse me. Let's take this all back. I apologize. We have Yaakov has a son Reuven from her first marriage, and Leah has a daughter Dina from her first marriage, and then they get married. So now you have. Living in the same house, we call them step siblings of Dina and Reuven. Now Dina and Reuven, they decide they want to marry each other. They're not related. It's totally okay. So they marry each other. And what happens? They marry each other. I left out one detail. When the when Yaakov and Leah marry, they have another child, Shimon. So we, now we have is we have Shimon is a half brother to Reuben and a half brother to Dina, but Dina and Reuben are not related, right? They're step siblings, and they get married. So now Dina and Reuben are married. They're living all happily. Life is good. And then Oy Gaval, Reuben dies. So now Dina falls to her Reuben's brother, or Reuben, in this case, Reuben's half-brother. Who's Reuben's half-brother? Reuben's half-brother is Shimon. The problem is he can't marry her because they share the same mother, right? They're half-siblings. And that would be the case of his half-sister from his mother's side and his mother's sister. Okay, fine. V'achos ishto, his wife's sister. The ishis achim imo, the wife of his half-brother from his mother's side. And the ishis achim shlohaya ba'olamo. Or another case is as follows. You only marry, this whole situation only happens in the event that the brothers lived at the same time. But let's say you have a case where you have Reuben and Shimon are brothers, and then you have, okay, the case would be you have Reuben and Shimon and Levi, three brothers. But just the way things work, this family planning, Reuben is much old, is so much older than Levi that actually when Reuben was alive, Levi wasn't alive yet. But when Reuben dies, Levi's only born subsequent to Reuben dying. So what you have here is, you have Reuben and Shimon are brothers. Reuben dies, so Shimon performs Yibum with Reuben's widow. Then Levi is born. Shimon dies. Levi is forbidden to both widows because, you only do Yibum if you were alive when the brother was alive as well. Vikhaloso and your daughter-in-law. Okay, and now we're almost a recap. Hara Eli Patur Soroseim Vitzoros Soroseim and Achlitzo Min Yibum. These women, they're exempt, they're co-wives. The co-wives and their co-wives from Achlitzo, they're all exempt from Yibum. We explained this already. Atov Olam, as many brothers and sets of co-wives as there may be. This goes on. The Kulon, however, with regard to all these women, and we're going to explain more in the next Mishnah, in Mesu, if they die before their husbands, Oma'anu, or they perform Mion. Mion is, you can annul a marriage. This happens when you have a girl who gets married. Her marriage can be annulled. Before she hits the age of adulthood, onis grashu, or if there's a divorce, oshnimsu islandess, or they find that she was an islandess before he died, and therefore she didn't have certain physical characteristics, meaning she cannot have children. Torasei mutaras. In these cases, the co-wives are permitted. We'll explain what this is in the next Mishnah. The miyat yochel b'chama. So now, this is an important note. One cannot say this regarding to a wife's mother. Or his wife's mother's mother, or his wife's mother's mother, shnimsu islandess. They were found to be an islandess because an islandess can have children, therefore it can't be a case of your wife's mother. Or could you say that mi'in was performed because mi'in is only performed prior to the girl reaching maturity? When she's still a little kid, before she hits 12, she could say, I want out. Okay. Kate Zipter Surasayim. What is the case in these 15 women when you exempt their co-wives from chalitza and yibum? So we explained it already, so you can read it a little faster. Haisibito achos mikol aarios elim nusut la'achiv. If a man's daughter or any one of these women who are in Everton was married to his brother, Velo Isha Cheres, and his brother had another wife, Umes, and he died, Pater, just as his wife is Pater, so too Kal Tsurasa Patura. So too the co-wife is exempt. Again, we explained this in the first Mishnah. If his sister's co-wife went and married a second man, Velo Isha Cheres, and there was another wife, Umes, they died, Kshetitaras Bita Paturas, Kal Tsurasa Patura. So this is the first case we explained in the opening of our Mishnah, and that essentially is that when you have your three brothers, and one brother is married to what we said a random woman, and then that brother dies now, and then that brother does halitz, does yibum with the middle brother. The middle brother who was one time that woman was shared a wife with the daughter of the third brother, so then they're all prohibited. Okay, I feel maybe there's 100. Kids in Mesa Teresa Mataris. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned that if they die, if the woman died, their co-wives are permitted. What for Ativim? What do we mean? If his daughter or any one of these women who are an heir was married to his brother, and his brother also had another wife, if the daughter dies or is divorced, essentially ended the marriage, and only afterwards the brother dies, Sarasa Mataris, the co-wife, is permitted. And anyone who could have performed Mion, Velomana didn't perform Mion, in that case, the woman does Chalitza, does not do Yibam, and the reason for that is a rabbinic concern that it looks like he's committing a sin by marrying an Erva's co-wife, even though it's not really, because Mion, it's not in the case of Mion. Case again, we, I don't already 15 minutes in, so we'll explain it more later on. But Mian essentially is that only the father can marry off the daughter. In this case, the father dies, and this mother and the brother marry off the daughter. So because it's only rabbinic, so it's not a real marriage, and therefore we want to avoid looking at making it look like he's committing a sin and marrying his wife. So we say, do chalitza, don't do yibam. I wish you all a wonderful day.